Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline, it is our buddy Jeff Wilson, Rangers beat writer from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Jeff, we appreciate you taking the time. What a dive right in on the Jeff Banister situation. You wrote over the weekend, and I'll quote, "Sources said Thursday a rift between the players and manager rooted in communication issues had developed not just this season but in past campaigns. The players also had become convinced that their interests weren't Banister's number one interest. You're there. You're embedded with the team. We wanted to get your thoughts on this. What else can you tell us about this rumored rift that had developed?"
Well, it's hard to explain when players don't want to go on the record, or past or present, or management, front office, or anything like that. But it exists. You know, you're like you said, I'm around the team a lot. You just, in the course of talking to players, this stuff just comes out, and it's an unfortunate development. First of all, because I think everybody, as a person, likes Jeff Banister. He's a good guy. He cared about the team. He cares about the beat writers. He cares about anybody he comes across, and he put a lot of passion into the game. But at some point, some wires got crossed, and his message wasn't getting through to the players, and the players had grown weary of it. But it's a tough spot, especially when you look at the record. And some people have said that John Daniels was looking for a scapegoat, but that really wasn't it. And Jeff Banister was on board with the rebuild. He knew that the season was going to be bad. John Daniels knew it too. It was just, if things are going to get better, and they need to be, obviously, but they need to have a new voice and a manager who can get through to players, and the players will take that message to heart.
Jeff, when these things happen, we've seen it happen in other sports and blah, blah, blah. When these things happen, they tend to happen over time. And I think one of the reasons people are reacting so strongly, when I say people, I mean fans, is because they didn't really see any of this coming, or they didn't realize it. In your estimation, from talking to people and your experiences, how long had this been a quote-unquote issue to arrive at the point where the team parts ways with him?
Well, I think it was it's been a more significant issue the past two seasons. But even when you go back to 2016 and at times in 2015, you would hear things, and those were during very good seasons. Those were during the playoff runs. So, a little easier to take, I think, when the team is winning. I think that players will they just have a different outlook when when things are going their way. But even in the good times, there were moments when they just didn't think that the manager and they were on the same page. And now losing is ugly. It can bring out some bad stuff. But the message didn't get any worse from the players. It was still, hey, look, we have some problems, and they need to be addressed. And they weren't at the end of last season. I think a lot of players were expecting that to happen, but they were addressed, obviously, last week.
Oh, okay. So we're talking to Jeff Wilson, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Are you saying that you think some of the players, or some of the players, were expecting Banny to not even be the manager this year at all?
There was talk at the end of last year that some players had expressed some concerns about that, and I think I've written that when the extension was announced after last season for 2019, that some player a group text message circulated, and there was some concerns among the players. So it seemed like there were some breakthroughs, some better communication in spring training. I had a couple players say that, but as the season's worn on, it hasn't, it didn't persist, I guess, is the right word.
Talking to Jeff Wilson here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, he of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Jeff, my perception is that your article coming out, I believe, last Wednesday, maybe it was Thursday morning, was the first one I saw. And so my question is, you know, having heard stuff over a long period of time, why did you write the article when you did?
Because it hadn't. It's a good question, and you're not the only one who's wondered that. There are people who work for the Rangers who wondered why not just me, but the other beat writers hadn't written it. And I think we didn't know. At least I don't want to speak for them, but speaking for me personally, I didn't know that it had become such an issue that it was being discussed. I figured that once the extension was, not the extension, but the option was, it was picked up, that Bannister would, his fate for 2019 was a foregone conclusion, that he would be back. But that obviously wasn't the case. And as things got closer here to the end of the season, talk kind of picked up, and it was obviously being discussed in the front office. Though nobody in the front office was a source for any of my stories, but it became a front burner item, and I think that's why it finally leaked to the press, and we were able to get it out.
Jeff, in terms of whatever issues were going on in the clubhouse, and again, we're talking about a guy that we love, you guys love, fans love, and so this is all hard to try to wrap our brain around. But in terms of whatever issues there were, whatever disconnected, was it an issue of, hey, just the young guys weren't clicking, or was it just the veterans, or was it both? What did you get any sense for, if it was isolated or widespread? Did you get any real sense of the depth of it?
Yeah, I think it hit. I think it touched on all demographics, young, old, you know, guys who've been around, guys who hadn't been around. I think that, and again, you know, these guys are all together for 7 or 8 months a year. You know, and I think I got to spring training this year on February 12th, and you know, the season's going to end on Sunday. So that's a long time. And you know, you there's always going to be disagreements among whoever, but it's something that, you know, a lot of those disagreements just go away. Like when you used to fight your brother or your sister or whatever, but these hung around. And again, what you said about Jeff is right. You know, the fans really liked him. We all liked him. You know, he would, you know, press briefings could get a little interesting with him sometimes if there are certain topics that we disagreed with or wanted to dig into deeper, but that's fine. I mean, that's part of it. And from a personal level, you know, Jeff's father died of a heart attack. My dad died of a sudden heart attack, and he gave me a lot of advice throughout the years. So, you know, it was nothing personal. I think it came down to business, and you know, this is a business. Even though the Rangers are rebuilding, this is a business about winning. And when you're going to look at the long-term plan, they need a guy who's going to help them win. And if the message wasn't getting through, then John Daniels had to make a move.
I'd like to get your opinion on this, Jeff. It could be wild. I mean, I've heard different thoughts on this, and I know that Banny and Wakamatsu got along very well, but one theory that I had heard was that the reason the Rangers brought in Wakamatsu is that even though they picked up the extension, if this thing went the direction some of these players are talking about thought, they would have this veteran guy that, you know, could take control of the team. And obviously Banny and Wakamatsu like each other. What did you make of the Rangers bringing in Wakamatsu? What did that mean? And was that actually Banny's call in the first place?
Yeah, that's the way it was portrayed to us, that they had run into each other through their son's baseball in Keller, and you know, forged a relationship. They didn't really know each other until, I guess, these last couple of years. And it just so happened that Kansas City let Wak go, and so there was an opening available. And I'll say this: I don't think John Daniels hesitated. You know, JD is very comfortable with Wak. You know, Don almost got the job in 2006 when Ron Washington got it. So it was a win-win, I think, from a perspective of maybe what you're talking about. You're going to have a guy who JD liked, who he knew would help Bannister get through, you know, games or tough times. And But yeah, if it did go south, and this is what a lot of people said right when he was hired, that basically that the Rangers should have just hired Bannister's replacement. But I don't necessarily agree with that. I think Wakamatsu will be a candidate. I don't think the job is his. But it did raise eyebrows way back in whenever it was, October or November.
We're talking to Jeff Wilson, beat writer for the Rangers through the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and a damn good one. And, you know, reading your stuff over this, it's been fantastic as always. But I couldn't help but there was one headline and kind of the tone of the article, and it was one of the second or third articles you wrote about it. And this was, you wrote this one on the 22nd. And the headline says, "Miffed at Daniels for firing Bannister? Rangers players don't appear to be." And it was almost as if you were rewriting it. You were like, because it was almost like people were only reading the headlines or the tweet. Or it just seemed like most of the anger about all of this seems to be directed at John Daniels. And it almost was like you were writing it saying, hey, over here, I'm trying to tell you this is actually what happened. It is, you know, obviously, you guys don't always write your headlines, right? But what was the tone of the follow-up article that was headlined, "Miffed at Daniels for firing Bannister? Rangers players don't appear to be"?
I actually did write that headline. Thank you very much.
Double dip in there.
Got to get those readers, those clicks. But
yeah.
No, you know, I don't pretend to not read my Twitter notifications, or, you know, and I was hit with some emails that complained that, you know, John Daniels is looking for a scapegoat. John Daniels terrible. He's an awful GM. This is all his fault, blah, blah, blah. And on the field, and John said this on Friday, the record, the team that's been put together was his fault. He took responsibility for it. But again, you know, it wasn't about wins and losses. It really wasn't. You know, there was an issue that was going to prevent the team from going forward under the current direction of the manager. That's what John Daniels believed. That's what the players have believed. That's what past players have believed. And it just came to a head at a pretty lousy time, obviously, with the team, 30 games under 500. But it you know, and my job is not to defend John Daniels, who, you know, if we're being completely transparent, I serve on the board of the Do It for Dirt Foundation with him, and we do a lot of stuff that isn't baseball. But you know, he was accountable to it, but he didn't deserve the credit, because there were issues under the line, much more than the 66-90 record that they have right now.
Hey, and on a personal note here, I don't want to read too much into this. I'm not trying to get in your business. I know how hard this is for us to talk about because we love Banny. I'm kind of detecting a mild amount of shake voice, as if, hey man, this is very tough for you to even talk about. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, I mean, there's some apprehension here, because I probably knew, let's say, 10 days out that something was percolating, and for those 10 days, I didn't sleep well, and as I got deeper into it, you know, I didn't eat well. You're talking about a guy who is a good person and has done a lot for the organization, and has done, like I said, he's done some things for me personally too. And yeah, you don't like to mess with a guy's livelihood. You know, somebody who pours all of his energy into this job, and all of a sudden, the rug gets pulled out from under him. And frankly, I think that Jeff's probably surprised by it. You know, I haven't heard back from him. I shot him a text message to give him a chance to respond to my story, and that offer still stands if he's listening. But yeah, it's difficult. You know, nobody enjoys writing these stories. It's no fun to be at the center and a source for something that not only affects the manager, but it affects his kids, his wife, other family members. You know, he's getting paid for next year, but I'm assuming he's going to want to keep working. This is a baseball lifer. And so now he's got to get a job. Does he uproot his family? You know, his son's in high school. There are just a lot of elements here that you don't like to get involved in. But as Tony Beasley told me yesterday, we all have a job to do. And so they seem to understand it. But yeah, it's really tough.
Well, thanks for the time, Jeff. We appreciate it. And, you know, anytime you need us, holler at us, brother.
All right, guys. I appreciate you.
There he goes. Man. Jeff Wilson. Read him at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. But I think more and more is going to be coming out about this as the days go on.
Dude, this is one of the hardest ones we've done. This is one of the hard. I mean, just because of how much love and respect we have for Banny and his family, exactly what he's saying there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is, man. This appeared to be between Banning and the players more than it had anything to do with the front office.
I'm paraphrasing a tweet I saw from Bassick, but I think he's exactly right. You know who's going to be understanding of this and get it all together is Banning, because he's very philosophical about the game and what your position is in the game, the things that you do. So I'm sure he's shocked right now. Man, he'll get over it and move on, because that's kind of his mantra. It's what he's always been about.
It's what he does.
It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.